Stop struggling. You're only going to make things worse for yourself. When I initially brought you here, I was able to tolerate the disobedience and rebellious nature, but now I'm not so sure. At first, I thought that your desperation and desire to run as far away from me as possible was undeniably and unbelievably endearing, but after what you just tried doing, pointing a knife at me whilst you attempted to make your escape, only to get cold feet and fail when freedom was just in sight. Well, it made me realize that no matter how much we try to acclimate to one another, no matter how hard we try to put everything we've been through together behind us, you will never, ever see me as anything other than the murderer that was sent to kill you. Of course I'm not going to kill you just yet, no matter how much I want you to pay for your little performance. You're still of some use to me. Remember that information you refused to give to me, despite the amount of pain I put you through? I can still recall how your face twisted in absolute agony and anguish as I marred your beautiful skin with cuts and bruises and burnt. Shall I give you a repeat performance? You're a stubborn thing, aren't you, little bird? Always trying to fly away, no matter how clipped your wings appear to be. How troublesome. I have no use for little birds who don't know how to live in cages. But fortunately for you, someone does. So, start talking. Wrong answer, little bird. Well, unfortunately for me, I find my method of extracting information from you rather unsatisfying. For some reason, it just no longer has the same feeling. What do I mean? Well, I suppose whenever I do extract information from some poor sod that pissed off my boss, I feel ecstatic.